Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Nothing Works, Who Killed Progress, and How to Bring It Back by Mark J. Dunkelman, investigates a widely shared frustration. Societies that once built big things now struggle to deliver even obvious improvements. Dunkelman, known for analyzing civic life and institutional capacity, traces how modern governance and public problem solving became slower, costlier, and more conflict-prone. Rather than treating the issue as simple partisanship or incompetence, the book frames today's stalemate as the outcome of structural changes in how citizens, advocacy groups, and public agencies interact. It explores how procedural safeguards, litigation, and layered approval systems grew in response to real abuses, yet now often make action nearly impossible. At the same time, weakened local ties and trust can leave communities unable to rally behind shared priorities. The result is a politics full of promises and plans, but short on delivery. Dunkelman's aim is practical as well as diagnostic, offering a path to rebuild the capacity to make progress without abandoning democratic accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shift from building to blocking, a central theme, is the historical turn from an era oriented around building and expansion to one dominated by caution and constraint. The book connects modern paralysis to a long accumulation of rules, reviews, and veto points designed to prevent corruption, environmental harm, discrimination, and backroom deals. These protections often succeeded at their original purpose, but over time they also changed the default setting of public decision-making. Instead of asking how to accomplish a goal responsibly, institutions often begin by asking who might object and how the project can be stopped. This dynamic encourages defensive planning, endless documentation, and risk avoidance. It also shifts power toward those with the time, expertise, or resources to navigate procedure, including well-organized interest groups and repeat players in regulatory and legal arenas. Dunkelman emphasizes that the result is not simply bigger government, but government that is less capable of execution. Projects become slower and more expensive, which then fuels skepticism about public action and makes future investments even harder to justify. The topic highlights how the culture of preventing mistakes can inadvertently prevent achievements. Secondly, veto points, fragmentation, and the architecture of gridlock. The book examines how modern governance disperses authority across many institutions and layers, creating a system where agreement is required from numerous actors who do not share incentives. Permits, environmental assessments, zoning, procurement rules, and funding constraints can involve multiple agencies and jurisdictions, each able to delay or derail a project. This fragmentation produces coordination problems. No single entity owns the outcome, yet many can impose costs on progress. Dunkelman links this architecture to broader political and legal developments that elevated process as a substitute for trust. When communities and leaders distrust one another, they demand more formal checks, which then multiply the opportunities for conflict. In practice, the easiest path becomes inaction, because taking action exposes officials to lawsuits, public backlash, and professional risk. The book also shows how fragmentation can make policy outcomes inconsistent, since wealthy or well-connected communities may manage the system better than others. By detailing the mechanics of gridlock, this topic helps readers see why even popular goals can fail and why reforms that address only one step in the chain often do not produce meaningful speed or savings. Thirdly, the role of civic trust and local capacity, beyond formal rules, Dunkelman argues that progress depends on social infrastructure, relationships, norms of reciprocity, and organizations that translate public needs into collective action. When trust is high, people can tolerate trade-offs, accept temporary disruption, and believe that benefits will be shared fairly. When trust erodes, every decision becomes a potential threat, and communities prefer procedural armor to negotiated compromise. The book explores how changes in American civic life, including weaker local institutions and thinner cross-cutting ties, can reduce the ability to solve problems pragmatically. Without venues that bring diverse neighbors into repeated cooperation, politics becomes more transactional and more performative. In that environment, individuals and groups often use regulation and litigation as tools to protect themselves rather than to reach shared solutions. Dunkelman's focus on local capacity highlights a critical point. Fixing progress is not only a technical matter of streamlining rules, but also a cultural project of rebuilding legitimacy and shared purpose. This topic clarifies why top-down reforms may disappoint if communities lack the connective tissue that turns plans into durable consent and sustained follow-through. Fourthly, why costs explode, delays, compliance, and compounding complexity. The book connects the perception that nothing works to the lived reality of ballooning costs in infrastructure, housing, and public services. Dunkelman describes how delays themselves create expenses through inflation, extended staffing, redesigns, and shifting requirements. As timelines stretch, projects must satisfy new standards, respond to new stakeholders, and renegotiate contracts, which further increases complexity. Compliance regimes can also generate a cottage industry of consultants and specialists, raising barriers to entry and making it harder for agencies to act with agility. Importantly, the book treats cost overruns not as isolated incompetence, but as predictable consequences of systems that prioritize exhaustive process over timely delivery. When agencies fear blame more than they value outcomes, they may add layers of documentation and review to demonstrate diligence, even if those layers do little to improve results. Dunkelman's analysis helps readers understand why societies can spend more and get less, and why frustration can become self-reinforcing. High costs provoke political outrage, which triggers more oversight, which produces more delay, which raises costs again. The topic builds the case that restoring progress requires attacking the cost drivers embedded in process and incentives. Lastly, A Pragmatic Path to Bring Progress Back, the book's forward-looking argument centers on restoring the capacity to act while preserving democratic safeguards. Dunkelman emphasizes reforms that reduce unnecessary veto points, clarify responsibility, and align incentives with delivery. That can mean simplifying approvals, setting firm timelines, consolidating authority where coordination is essential, and improving transparency, so oversight focuses on outcomes rather than endless procedure. The book also points toward renewing civic life as a complement to institutional reform, investing in local problem solving, strengthening community-based organizations, and creating venues for negotiation that occur before conflicts harden into litigation. Another element is learning to differentiate between protections that genuinely prevent harm and procedural habits that merely signal virtue or caution. Dunkelman's approach is not to romanticize the past, but to retrieve the lessons of earlier progress eras while adapting to modern expectations about rights, environment, and inclusion. The topic ultimately frames progress as a moral and practical imperative. Societies that cannot build, adapt, and deliver will struggle to maintain legitimacy and to meet challenges like housing affordability, climate resilience, and infrastructure modernization. The proposed path aims to make government and communities more capable, not merely smaller or louder. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are tired of hearing that big problems are unsolvable and want a structural explanation that goes beyond partisan blame. Policy professionals, civic leaders, urbanists, infrastructure and housing advocates, and engaged citizens will benefit, but it is also accessible to anyone who has watched a local project stall or costs spiral. The practical value comes from reframing frustration into diagnosis. If the issue is an accumulation of veto points, fragmented authority, and weakened civic trust, then the remedy is not only better leaders, but better systems and stronger community capacity. That perspective can improve a reader's life by making them a more effective participant in local politics, a sharper evaluator of reform proposals, and a more realistic builder of coalitions for change. Compared to many books that either denounce bureaucracy in general or offer ideological solutions, Dunkelman's angle is especially worth buying because it treats both accountability and delivery as essential. It acknowledges why safeguards arose, explains how they became counterproductive, and points toward reforms that preserve core protections while restoring the ability to build. If you want a clear map of why progress feels broken and what it would take to fix it, this book stands out. If you would like to support Mark J. Dunkelman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.